guy who goes in seems to come out within a few minutes. Screw it, I tell myself and head down the hall. When the last guy I saw go in exits, I step inside and rush across the empty room to one of the stalls. I pee quickly while listening for the sound of the door opening to make sure the coast is clear before leaving the stall to wash my hands. Just as I'm reaching for a paper towel, the door opens. I turn to apologize for invading the men's room, but the words get stuck on my tongue because the most attractive man I've ever seen enters. I blink, wondering if he's a figment of my imagination or if I'm dreaming, because there is no way he's real. He's so tall, and his head is just a few inches from the top of the doorway, and his shoulders are so broad they seem to fill the space. He frowns at me, causing his dark brows to knit together over his green eyes. Then he looks around as if to make sure he's not in the women's room, giving me a side view of his sharply angled jaw. "You're not in the wrong place. I am," I assure him, and his gaze returns to me. "The line for the ladies' room was long, so I snuck in here when it was empty."
"Are you finished, or do you need me to guard the door?"
he asks, seeming genuine, which is surprising coming from a guy who looks like he does. Touched by the offer, I reply, "That's sweet, but I'm all done." I smile as I toss the paper towel into the overflowing trash can. He opens the door, holding his hand up high enough that I won't need to duck under his arm to get out. Once I'm in the hall, I look over my shoulder at him and smile once more. "Thanks."
"No problem, sweetheart."
He winks and my stomach flutters. Like any smart woman dealing with a man who is far too attractive, I ignore the flutter and head back down the hall. The girl who was ahead of me is still in line for the women's restroom, and when she realizes where I've just come from, she frowns. I stop near her, then whisper, "I used the men's room. There wasn't a line. Also, just a guess, but it's probably a lot cleaner than the women's room." "Thanks," she whispers back, then looks around before she gets out of line. I wonder if I should warn her about the man in there now, but then I shrug. She'll figure it out on her own. I walk around the edge of the dance floor, searching the crowd for my friends, until I spot them all dancing together, and then I join them. An hour later, with my feet killing me and my throat dry, I shout over the music into Leah's ear while I motion toward the bar. "I'm going to get a drink. Do you want anything?" "No," she shouts back, grinning drunkenly. "All right, I'll be back." She nods and I move off the dance floor and fumble my way through the crowd, saying, "Excuse me," and "Sorry," dozens of times. When I finally reach the bar, I let out a happy sigh when I see an open stool. I take a seat and wait for one of the three bartenders to notice me. This, I know from experience, will take a while, because unlike most of the extraordinarily beautiful men and women here, I'm not special in any way. I'm 5'3" on a good day and have brown hair that is confused about whether it's wavy or straight and sits just past my shoulders. My eyes, which are one of my more unique qualities, are hazel in color. My face is cute in a chubby cherub kind of way, and I'm plump. I'm not exactly overweight, but I do carry extra pounds that are the result of owning a bakery and enjoying the treats I make a little too much.
"Do you think maybe next time you'll not tell every fucking woman in my club that they should use the men's room?"
The question is growled into my ear, and I spin around on my stool to face the man pressed against my back, which brings us face to face. "What?" I blink, trying to focus on him. But with the lights flashing every few seconds and the alcohol that's still in my system, it's not exactly easy to do.
"The line for the men's room is now just as long as the one for the ladies, since you made your exit and shared your wisdom about it being empty and clean."
"Oh," I bite my lip, and his eyes drop to my mouth.
"Yeah, oh."
They slide back up to meet mine.